In recent months, the Australian dollar has reached an all-time high against the US greenback, but experts are predicting it to drop now, possibly even as low as 80 US cents. Many people think we'd like to have our dollar's value to be as high as possible, but when it comes to the exchange rate, that's not always the case. If you're confused, fear not. We've compiled a list of pros and cons to help you understand how a lower Australian dollar will affect everyday Australians. James Bessenvale, one of our reporters, has come up with a pretty interesting list. James, what is the damage?
Well, Tim, the Australian dollar is currently sitting at about 98 cents to the US dollar. It got to about $1.10, but experts believe it might drop down into the 80s.
That low.
So basically, the pros of a low Australian dollar mainly affect local exporting, which predominantly concerns industry. Say, for example, if I grow bananas and want to export them overseas, a lower exchange rate means our prices are more competitive for international buyers. Other pros include foreign investment, manufacturing, retail, and tourism.
Right, so but no pros for me personally, mainly for our exporters.
Mainly for exporters in the industry.
Is there what if there's one thing that you had to say that would be most negatively affected by the value of our Australian dollar falling, what would that be?
Yes, so over the next 2 weeks, the price of domestic fuel will rise by about 4 to 5 cents per litre. I spoke to Savant Sebastian, economist at ComSec, and this is a direct quote, there will be further pain on the way.
Ominous.
Well, I guess the impact of the lower Australian dollar on fuel prices is that it does a detrimental impact for motorists. Certainly, when you see petrol, the Aussie dollar fall, as it has over the last couple of weeks, what it means is that it costs more to buy fuel from overseas.
Right, so what about tourism, James? Because there's been a bit of discussion in the past about how the high Aussie dollar might be killing our tourism, domestic tourism industry. What's happening there, and are they glad that the dollar's falling?
Well, it was really interesting to me that the tourism industry didn't rely too heavily on the exchange rate of the Australian dollar. There are other factors involved.
Right.
So I spoke to Andrew McAvoy, Managing Director at Tourism Australia.
I think the dollar has probably exacerbated outbound travel. Australians are a really financially literate community. We look every night at what our dollar buys, and, you know, if the dollar's strong, people still come. They perhaps just leave a little bit less money in our country.
So a bit of an effect there, but it's not going to make that big a difference, it seems.
Not.
And what about in retail? Because there's also been a few retailers having a whinge that we're all going overseas to buy our stuff. We're buying our stuff off eBay. We're buying our stuff off ASOS. What's the effect of this dropping in the Australian dollar on the retail sector?
So it's a bit of a mixed bag. Local retailers will enjoy the lower Australian dollar due to the declining price to export. It also means that people are less likely to shop online. So Trevor Evans from the National Retail Association said that retailers who buy product from overseas and sell it locally will probably suffer the most. So you've got this catch-22 where a lower Australian dollar is detrimental to retailers who import goods from overseas to sell locally, but then you've got local retailers rejoicing at being able to get their products out internationally.
Right, so quite a mixed picture there.
It sure is.
Thank you so much for bringing us up to date, James. I think I'm slightly less confused.
Thank you.
Across Australia, you're listening to The Wire with me, Tim Roxburgh.